Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Andrew Disbukes podcast, and I would like to take a nice little trip to the AFC East. The AFC East is the first division, first of the eight divisions that I'd like to start off talking about. We're going to do a quick little run through of how each team will play out through their season, their 16-game scheduled season, and we're going to start off with the we're going to go from worst to first, and so let's just cut straight to the cheese. Let's go to the New York Jets. I think the New York Jets are going to be the dweller of the division. I don't know why I said dweller, but yeah, they're going to be last. However you want to slice and dice it up, they're going to be last. I think the New York Jets, at best, maybe not at best, but I think if it's a good season, they might go 7-9. If it's a good season, I don't see a good season in their future. I see them mainly as a 5-11 team, leaning towards 6-10 more than, say, 4-12. But yeah, they're a 5-11 team, and it's going to be a tough division for the Jets. I mean, the other three teams all got great free agent pickups, you know, with Sue being on the Dolphins, LeSean McCoy being on the Bills, and the Patriots just being the Patriots, really. I know the Patriots have a lot of defensive backs that they lost, that being Brandon Browner and Kyle Arrington, I believe. You mean they're the Tom Brady. As long as Tom Brady's going to be on the Patriots will always be the Patriots as they've always been. But the Dolphins got big pickups. The Bills got great pickups. And, yeah, I just think the Jets are it's just not looking good for the New York Jets. Next up, the third place team that I have is the Buffalo Bills. They're going to be 6-10. I know a lot of people are high on them, but I don't buy into it. Until I can see it with my own eyes, I will not buy into the Bills. I think their quarterback situation is going to hurt them more than you think. And I don't think, whether it be Tyrod Taylor or whoever else they've got back there, I don't think the starter is not going to be good regardless. To me, at least, good enough to get first. I know Rex Ryan is a big defensive mind, and they have a great defense. And the defense, they came in and they would disrupt, whether it be Tom Brady. I'm a big Eagles fan, and I remember the game where Michael Vick, I think, threw four interceptions. So they can do it, but I just don't think the quarterback is capable enough to lead them past the Patriots to win the division, much less second place. And the second place team I have is the Miami Dolphins. This is one of my dark horse teams. I really like the Miami Dolphins. I feel like they could definitely make the playoffs. I feel like at best the Dolphins could win a playoff game. I think they're really good. I'm a huge fan of Ryan Tannehill. I like them a lot. But, like I said, as long as number 12 is in New England, they're not going to do well. So I have the Miami Dolphins going 8-8. I see them as an average team, but with the upside, I feel like there's far more upside to them. They have a very high ceiling, maybe not a high ceiling, but they have a higher ceiling than the Bills, and they have a higher floor. So I just think that the Miami Dolphins at 8-8, leaning towards 9-7 more so than 6-10 or 7-9, but 8-8 is where I see them at. I see them sweeping the Jets, possibly sweeping the Bills. I'm gonna say splitting with the Bills, and I think they're gonna split with the Patriots. I think they can win one with the against the Patriots, definitely in Miami. And then it leads us to the New England Patriots. I have the Patriots winning the division like they've always has. This division is a broken record player. It's the same thing over and over and over again. And this season is not like any other. I don't care about Tom Brady's four game or however many games it's going to be by the time this podcast comes out. They could reduce it. But Tom Brady, even with the four games, I feel like he's going to come back with chip on his shoulder, sort of like the 2007 season. I don't think they're going to go 16-0, but I definitely do think that Tom Brady is going to come back with, you know, with a vengeance. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is not great, but he's gonna do well enough. He'll suffice. He'll hold the team down for the four games, kind of like what Matt Castle did when Tom Brady went down with the ACL tear in 2008. So I see the Patriots going 11-5, leaning towards 12-4 more so than 10-6. So I have the Patriots going 11-5. I have them finishing third in the AFC, and I will give out the rest of my NFL predictions as the weeks go by, and as more podcasts come out, I will have more and more coming out. So far, I've written down a list of where I think everybody's going to go. I can just tell you right now that the Patriots and my predictions are going to be third in the AFC, and yeah, I guess I'll have more podcasts coming out showing you where the other AFC teams will land in my playoff predictions, and I will come out with NFC predictions as well. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening, and thank you all.